While the overall economy gained jobs last month, there were more layoffs in manufacturing. Michigan has been at the center of the manufacturing decline in recent years as the Detroit automakers have floundered. The United Auto Workers are in the process of voting on a historic deal with General Motors, and there's hope that will help the company to compete and stop shedding jobs. Michigan now has the highest unemployment rate in the country, and NPR's Chris Arnold reports people there are desperate for a revival in the economy.
Michigan used to be one of the richest states in the nation. Today, it's hard to find one in worse economic shape. The state has lost more than 400,000 jobs in the past 7 years. During that time, the rest of the U.S. was gaining millions of jobs. One striking sign of the toll that's taking, 1 in 9 residents is getting some kind of food assistance.
Well, they gave me some tomatoes, and that table over there is all kinds of miscellaneous stuff. You can pretty much grab whatever you want.
Alini Laster is picking up a couple of bags of donated groceries at a food pantry at the Zion Lutheran Church in Ferndale. It's an area of working-class suburbs outside Detroit near some auto manufacturing plants.
I've never done this before, so it's a little embarrassing.
Laster's husband has worked for 18 years for a company that makes that blue strip of see-through plastic that goes in a car windshield to help block the sun. The Detroit 3 automakers' troubles have hurt scores of supply companies like that. Laster's husband was laid off for 7 months over the past year.
We lost our house because he got laid off. We didn't have enough to pay the mortgage every month. So we went from owners to renters, which was terrible.
Laster has a 5-year-old daughter, and she says getting $50 worth of groceries here means that she can spend the money on the school uniform her daughter needs and a pair of little black shoes to go with it. A lot of other people in Michigan are in the same boat.
But like I said, I'm going to look at another job right now. So as far as
Tara Lynn Jacob is talking with Denise Amenta, the outreach coordinator at nearby St. Mark Church. Jacob just got a shutoff notice from the power utility, but she can't pay the bill.
I met Tara Friday for the first time. Yeah. Tara came to St. Mark Church in tears.
In tears, literally in tears because of the shutoff notice. Didn't know what we were going to do, and she made me feel better. And we had a wonderful spaghetti dinner that night from the church, and it was great.
Jacob has 2 kids. Her husband's a carpenter who's been laid off more than he's been working for a couple of years. With so many job losses in the state, a lot fewer people are buying new homes. Jacob herself has been cleaning houses to make some extra money, but even that work is dwindling.
I myself lost 2 cleaning clients because they were laid off from either GM or Visteon or Ford, and they couldn't afford the cleaning lady as the first thing to go.
Restaurants, carpet companies, stores selling jet skis and 4-wheelers are all struggling as people in the state have cut back on spending. Jacob says her family is considering moving in with her sister to save money. Denise Amenta, the outreach coordinator, says she's been getting 50 calls a day on an assistance hotline for families needing food or financial counseling. She and many others are wondering when and how is this going to get better.
It essentially, you have to stop the bleeding. Right. You have to stop bleeding first.
Donald Grimes is an economist with the University of Michigan. He says the agreement between the union and General Motors could be extremely important. That's because it lowers GM's labor costs and will likely provide a template for labor agreements at the other major U.S. automakers.
Hopefully the settlement that'll allow General Motors, Ford, Chrysler to compete on a level playing field with Toyota and Honda, and therefore you'll be able to essentially stop the loss of market share and in the auto sector. And once that happens, maybe then we can begin to grow the economy.
But Grimes says that's going to be tough to do with the trouble in the housing and mortgage markets that's still slowing economic growth. Foreclosure rates nationally are at their highest level in 50 years. Michigan has one of the highest rates in the U.S. All that makes people less likely to spend money on things like cars. New home construction here has ground to a halt.
It's hard to work when there's nothing going on.
Tara Lynn Jacob says it's been especially hard for her husband, the carpenter, who his whole life has been up before dawn and headed to a job site.
I've been married to the man for 17 years, and we've never had a day where we look at each other and say, what are we going to do for dinner? You know, there's nothing, what are we going to do?
Actually, Jacob's husband just got word about a job that will keep him busy for a month, but after that, she's afraid it's going to be another winter without much work. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Detroit.